Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt on your radio. This is the broadcast for September the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line, many scientists have been concerned about the potential dangers of experiments, and the released documents, newly released, they say, will no doubt raise further questions regarding the theory that the CCP virus, that's the Communist Party virus, originated from a lab leak in Wuhan, China. But you know what? I don't believe that. I think it was intentionally released, ladies and gentlemen, intentionally created. All right, they say the materials confirm that the grants supported the construction of novel generic SARS-related COVID viruses that combined a spike gene from one coronavirus with genetic information from another coronavirus and confirmed that the resulting virus they created could affect human cells. The documents make it very clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIA, whatever that is from that group Fauci's working with, Anthony Fauci, well, he lied when he said it didn't fund gain-of-function research. He flat out lied to Congress. Larry Pratt, to me, that's a criminal offense when he fully knows full well that it was funded. When a senator says this was fully funded and he lies and said, no, we didn't fund gain-of-function research, that's not true. And now these documents released. Why we get them a year and a half later, I don't know. But these documents released, well, I guess because it's a FOIA request and whatever, we had to, you know. All right, but the bottom line is he literally lied to a senator in a public, whatever you want to call it. Literally, I don't know if it's equivalent to under oath or what, but in my opinion, this is criminal activity. Proven to be the case right now. In August, the World Health Organization urged China to share raw data from the earliest COVID-19 cases, saying that it's vitally important to know how the COVID-19 virus began to spread. But you know what? Why are we waiting on the China team when we have these documents? Why are we basically arguing with Fauci about the truth of this in congressional hearings? Why are we letting the media and Fauci browbeat Dr. Rand Paul saying, well, you're not even the right kind of doctor. You don't even know what you're talking about. Why are we letting that happen when the truth is right before our very eyes? They had funding for this all the way into the Trump administration, and the Trump administration stopped it. So we already know they've been funding it beyond a shadow of a doubt. He lied and got caught. Are there going to be any repercussions, Larry Pratt?
Well, there was a time when people did have some likelihood of jail time if they lied to Congress. But, of course, the problem is that Congress itself tells so many lies that it has to be a really big whopper for anything likely to happen. I would say Rand Paul, Senator Paul from Kentucky, did such a masterful job. It was almost Socratic, the way he drew out Fauci, and Fauci pouring his contempt over this senator. Well, it happens that this stupid senator, until he got into politics, was the guy that people trusted the eye surgery that they needed, very delicate, small instruments that were used for that. He was the guy that was doing that kind of ophthalmic surgery. So for Fauci to try to pull the science card on Rand Paul, it just seems to me to be a little tough to put over. And Paul didn't get angry, he's a very controlled personality, and he just let Fauci go on and on. And I think Fauci absolutely disgraced himself at that hearing. And you would have thought that most other people would have figured it's time to fold my cards and leave the game. Not Fauci, He's been at this for so long. He's in his 80s. I don't know how a federal bureaucrat makes almost $400,000 a year and is still working at the age of 80 plus. This guy has been protected and favored in ways that no other bureaucrat has been.
And let's be clear, even by the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah. Well, he put the con, it seems to me. He and his colleague, Deborah Birx, the two of them went to President Trump and I think put the con on him about the kind of massive threat to human civilization that we were facing from this annual flu, which does kill people. There's no question about that. I know somebody personally, I knew somebody personally that died of the coronavirus. He also had worked himself to death. That was his comorbidity. He was totally exhausted. But nevertheless, it was the coronavirus that zapped him. So, okay, I know it's for real, but I don't think I want to trust my health and my future to people like Anthony Fauci, who admitted that he's sort of a platonic liar for the good of the polis, as Plato's liars would have it. There were noble lies that could be told. And Fauci was telling a noble lie early on that you didn't need a mask so that there wouldn't be a run on them for people that were in the health industry.
Yeah, or Larry, maybe he told the truth about that, and now he lied when he said we all need them later.
And it's hard to figure out which, isn't it? Because he
That's
is
right.
a liar. Absolutely.
All right, so two headlines that relate to this. The first one, surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again, tweets Rand Paul. Amen to that reality check. But then Rand Paul went a step further. Senator Rand Paul refers Fauci for criminal complaint. I commend Rand Paul for doing this. I'm disappointed because I don't hear, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus other senators standing with him. Who's really standing with Rand Paul on this? Anybody?
Well, and the truth
no one
be
else
told,
seems to care, do they, Larry?
And not this Justice Department. They're going to take that criminal referral and they're going to say, "Oh, isn't that cute?" And they're just going to shelve it, and that's going to be that. I don't expect anything to happen from it. But at least he did it, and it's on record. And if God willing, we're still around for another administration. We might just be able to pick that ball up because it was put into play by Rand Paul. Rand Paul, I thought, conducted himself in a masterful fashion while Dr. Fauci was just pouring contempt over this mere ophthalmologist. What does he know? Well, he probably knows as much or more than Anthony Fauci, and certainly a whole lot easier to deal with than Anthony Fauci. Wow.
All right. Well, I find that interesting. I don't know if we'll have any accountability, but we need people to stand with Rand Paul on this one. And I'm telling you right now, I don't understand why there's not 10 or 15 other senators saying, hey, you know what? We need to prosecute. We need to fire Fauci over this. You can't lie to Congress like that and get away with it. Because if we allow that to happen, what's next, Larry?
Well,
what's
Sam,
next? If anybody can just lie, if they're above reproach, if you will, then they can just flat out lie to Congress and get away with it.
There is one thing that can be done. The Republicans have control of the Senate right now, and they could cut off the money. They could put an amendment in a spending bill that says all of the money that's being spent for all these different agencies, fine, but none of it may be spent for. And then they could specify Dr. Fauci's salary and or his research projects and just cut him off. And that would have an immediate effect, and we wouldn't even have to wait for the next congressional or presidential election. So there is at least that one thing, money. And I think money is a big deal for Dr. Fauci. So let's use the tools that we have. It's not as much as you and I would like, but it's certainly not negligible when you're talking about a man's salary, and you could cut it off.
I guess Rand Paul gave them 90 days to report back. But you know what? I don't know anybody who's standing with Rand. Rand Paul to make criminal referral to the DOJ. But is anybody standing with Rand? I don't know of any other senators that are speaking out or saying anything about it. Anything I look up, I can't find any support at all. And so I find that interesting that the Republicans aren't really doing anything. But then they want us to go ahead and reelect them in 22?
And Rand Paul himself needs to be putting forth measures in the Senate that would cut off the money. Because the one thing that they can do right now. So hopefully he'll take the lead on this, since he's the one that has been wrestling with Fauci. And hopefully then we'll see whether the Republicans will stand with him, because that would be something very concrete that would have immediate results. If you cut off Fauci's money, he may not have come to work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Larry Pratt with me. All I can tell you is these people are criminals, and we better stop them now, or else you're going to die because you can't get any medications. Known solutions for deadly viruses produced by them. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Rand Paul refers Fauci for criminal complaint. Good for Rand. I'm gratefully put it on the record, but I don't see anybody supporting Rand, so it's probably DOA. But I pray that it's successful, because this guy's a flat-out criminal. Now, Rolling Stone magazine got caught peddling false information. Headline says Rolling Stone magazine has been called out for publishing a false story about hospitals in Oklahoma being overrun by ivermectin overdoses. Well, it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that isn't even close to true. The doctor that went on TV talking about it, turns out that he's not even employed by them, and he hasn't worked in their hospitals for a couple of months. The story has been flat out debunked. Rolling Stone gets their head handed to them, but nobody seems to care. They haven't been deplatformed on anything, Larry.
That was pretty shameful that a doctor would do something like that. They got caught, and happily he's no longer with that hospital, but there would seem to be there was more going on than we'll probably ever know. But that was not the sound of a scientific type of guy. It sounds as if he had maybe a score to settle. That he was trying to bring down the hospital that he'd been associated with. And we don't know why he left the hospital. A lot we don't know. And it just doesn't, I don't think, speak well for that doctor that he would say something like that.
But here's what we know. The propaganda peddled by that doctor by Rolling Stone magazine is flat out debunked by the hospital itself. It's totally bogus, fake news, intentionally manipulating people against ivermectin to believe it's not safe or effective or good or warranted or anything else.
Yeah, well, what a length that the establishment will go to in order to put the kibosh on ivermectin in particular. Ivermectin, we know people that have used it successfully, as and certainly you do, and it just seems to me that for whatever reason there is an official campaign trying to debunk it, and I guess the only thing I can think of is sort of the Bill Gates view of public policy. The fewer people we have to control, the easier it is to control them. Bill Gates of Microsoft is quite big into population control, and here we have evidence that some of these folks, they're not just talking about controlling population by killing people in their mother's womb. They're also looking for other creative ways to eliminate the human population, and it looks as if they've seen the coronavirus as a great opportunity for them to do what they wanted to do anyway.
Now, I find the United States isn't going to be so united anymore, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be protocols on the coronavirus, whether you got to wear masks or wear two masks or whatever you got to do, whether you got to prove vaccination, you know, your vaccination papers kind of a thing. I don't know, but it's getting more difficult to travel. Joe Biden considering a travel ban if you don't have vaccination papers. Different states having all kinds of different requirements, etc. Well, if that doesn't break up the United States, here's what might. The pro-life legislation, the Heartbeat Act in Texas that passed, the liberals are out of their minds on this, and the folks in Oregon are taking particular interest in Texas. So now, in Portland, Oregon, I guess, the city council there and others are basically saying, look, we're going to try to prevent travel and trade with the Texans. And so Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick hit back hard against the ultra-liberal city of Portland after they attempted to literally ban travel to Texas in response to the heartbeat bill designed to protect life. So remember a couple of years ago, they had some things happen in Carolina, and then a bunch of states and a bunch of governments were saying, well, we're not going to, a bunch of businesses and companies, we're not going to go to Carolina to produce our films or anything else because they're whatever. I can't remember what the debate was, but the point is we're not going to have people come here. We're going to beat them up with economy and trade and travel and everything else, and you're going to suffer for this. Well, now you see basically Oregon, Portland, Oregon, trying to penalize Texas for their stance on pro-life. You're going to start to see the red and blue states divide more and more and more to where it won't even be safe or appropriate, or you won't be able to travel. And they're going to literally start to divide, economically speaking, and more on a variety of issues, whether it be vaccines, whether it be pro-life, whether it be the climate change discussions, which is now becoming front and center. We'll get into that in just a second. But they're getting serious about this. And I believe that the United States won't be very united as we go forward, Larry Pratt.
The evidence is right there in Oregon from about what you're pointing to. There are a number of counties that abut Idaho, And they are seriously exploring how they might be able to perhaps have a referendum and anyway end up being counties of Idaho and no longer counties controlled by the big city of Portland in the otherwise rural Oregon. They are seriously hoping to leave the state of Oregon and go where it's a little bit more hospitable. And so what you're talking about, the country having fault lines, indeed we can see them, and they're probably only going to get more visible and more perhaps unrepairable, because unless people change the way they're thinking, and I can't imagine people willing to bend their neck and become serfs to the liberal regimes of cities like Portland or cities like even Houston in Texas or New York City or whatever. There are these divides that are clear in this country. And if the liberals keep pushing, they're going to have a bunch of cities that are filled with welfare recipients, Democrat voters, who are not, by and large, the ones that are producing and what this country needs to keep on functioning. And so we could well have two Americas, and I don't think you want to end up being in that part of America that is downtown Baltimore or downtown New York City or something like that, because those are not good places even at this time, and it's not going to get any better if they keep going the way they're going.
All right. Now, not only is Oregon trying to punish anybody going to Texas, just imagine that, ladies and gentlemen, but you're starting to see a greater breach in the, quote, red and blue states, if you will, and it's going to get worse. Okay, now, actress Bette Midler wants liberal women to hold a sex strike until Texas abortion ban is overturned. So no sex for anybody if Bette Midler has her way until they overturn this pro-life agenda in Texas. Now, you could say she's nobody, she's done this before. That's all true. But when you get governments literally trying to outlaw travel to Texas, when you get governments literally trying to penalize states economically, when you get lead people who, for some reason, they give these people clout saying, hey, let's hold a sex strike. When you get, you put these 10, 20, 30, 40 things together, Planned Parenthood armed with tons of money, the battle's on many fronts, and then we'll get to adding climate change to this in just a second. But I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking that the United States is going to become a hostile place for travel and safety before you know it, Larry.
Well, that's certainly a distinct possibility, and it's only likely to get more so if the liberal cities that typically are not very productive, and certainly their populations tend to be heavily dependent on government largesse, if they want to keep going in that direction, that's likely to make them quite vulnerable. And I don't think that's a real good business model down the road. I don't think they've thought about that, because heretofore, money is just like grown on trees. They just vote another bill through, and in comes the money. But that's something that Rand Paul has pointed to. Historically, those kinds of ways of thinking have a way of ending rather violently.
Hang tight. Time's sure flying when you're having fun. Larry Pratt on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about all kind of things that are dividing the states, ladies and gentlemen. Will the states be the United States going forward? I pray the answer is yes, but predict plenty of turmoil. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. It just gets worse the more you dig into this thing, ladies and gentlemen. I know it sounds like we're going back and forth between a bunch of stories, and we are on purpose because they're all linked. All right, listen to this. Family, war vet Pete Lopez of Texas died after hospital ignored court order for ivermectin. This is the stuff we're talking about. I almost died because of this. Well, poor Pete, a war veteran, couldn't get the help he needed because they said, hey, that, you know, COVID-19 ain't safe and effective. So they threw him on a ventilator and then they just let him die. And they say, hey, we're basically carrying out medical best practice. And the family says, we'll never know if ivermectin could have saved him because we were never given the choice. Where's the pro-choice people when you need them? Oh, they're busy killing babies and running around as women trying to deny men sex and everything else, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our minds. We've turned away from God. The red and blue states are dividing. It's going to get worse. Now Joe Biden wants to throw climate change into the mix because he knows the fiasco from war is in his face. He knows the failure on COVID-19 is in his face. He knows his ratings are at an all-time low. So now he wants to bring up another issue. Biden calls code red on climate change, pushing a $1 trillion, they say, infrastructure plan, as far as I can tell from Pete Sepp at the National Taxpayers Union. All the things they're pushing for are closer to $9 trillion, but I digress. Biden calls code red on this infrastructure plan, ladies and gentlemen. He said the nation and the world are in peril, the president said. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact. President Biden warned Americans on Tuesday that Hurricane Ida's lethal destruction was the sure sign of a nation and a world in peril from climate change. And they then said, quote, drastic action would be needed to prevent extreme weather patterns from worsening. Think about that kind of a statement, and how will that fit into the mix for you and your life? Larry Pratt?
Hurricanes back when we were being warned about the coming global winter. Global cooling was the big threat. And of course, when you remind some of these climate scientists that that's what their group was warning us about just a few years ago, never mind, just keep on, you know, who do you believe, us or your lying eyes? Well, frankly, not you guys.
But by the time they put the pro-life, pro-death issue before the states, by the time, and they push that onto the states, by the time they deal with climate change to the states, by the time they deal with COVID to the states, I'm telling you right now, states are going in absolutely 180 different directions on this stuff all over the country, Larry.
Which is, of course, the way America was designed to function. That's why we're supposed to have states that can make their own minds up in a whole array of public policy areas. And it's only in the last, since really Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that there's been an effort to have Washington impose a uniform way of thinking and acting and policy at the various state levels. But it was always intended for the states to be like little laboratories, and they would be free to choose their own way. And if they had the wrong policy that they've selected, well, they would then have to bear the consequence of it, and the others would hopefully learn from that lesson.
Amen. But if we're not careful, the states are going to get so polar opposite, so full of hate, so full of political division, that you may not be able to travel from state to state, ladies and gentlemen. You may not be able to have your driver's license work in a certain state if you don't have a vaccine, or if you don't embrace certain climate change. They're putting this all into a credit system like they've done in China, where, you know what, if you're not environmentally friendly, and or if you're not vaccinated, and or if you have the wrong views on pro-life or pro-death or whatever the case be, you know what? You don't have the credit, the wherewithal to be a normal citizen with all your rights, etc. And they're backing into this kind of tracking and kind of manipulation. Forget the race division for class. Forget the dollars division for class. Now it'll be a, quote, global appropriate citizen credit debate about whether you're worthy or not. Larry?
Yeah, which, of course, is exactly what the Chinese have developed for some time. And the idea that we would be heading in the direction of a totalitarian dictatorship is not very comforting. And Fauci has benefited from this financially. So the fact that he's worked with these totalitarians doesn't alarm him at all, because he's benefited personally and handsomely from working with big government, with the Chinese. His whole experience working with the Chinese Institute of Virology, or whatever it's called, where they develop these nasty little bugs, too bad. He's made out quite well. Thank you very much. And this is all science, don't you know?
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, I don't know where Joe Biden's going to go with this, but when a guy like Joe says we're going to have drastic action, Larry Pratt, to deal with this, you know, fact of the world's in turmoil, peril. Hey, this isn't hyperbole. That's a fact. When he says drastic action, what do you think drastic action from Joe means?
Well, he may not know himself, but I imagine that those around him know exactly what they mean, and it means that they're going to be able to tell people to shut up and do what you're told. just like they do over in China, where we've been so happily working with those folks for so many years now. We haven't had any problem with that, have we? Why are you so obstreperous? Why are you trying to overturn the apple cart? Things are going very smoothly until you started opening your yap. And I think that's what they have against Senator Paul. Senator Paul is capable of actually thinking. He is a trained scientist. He's capable of doing and has done operations of incredible delicacy. And I still marvel at Fauci sitting there questioning the scientific credentials of Senator Paul when, thank you very much, but I'll put my hands in the scientific expertise of Senator Paul long before I'm willing to do the same with lying Fauci.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very scary world we're living in, I'll tell you that right now. But I got a solution for you, Larry. I got a message of hope, my friend. Are you ready for it?
Shoot.
All right, man. Woo! Do you know who Mark Lore is? L-O-R-E, Mark Lore.
I don't think so.
Neither did I until I read this article, but Mark Lore is the former president of Walmart, okay?
Yeah.
Kind of a big shot. But anyway, he's gone on to greener pastures. He's not with Walmart anymore. Headline says, former Walmart president Mark Lore reveals a plan for a $400 billion utopian city to be created in the U.S. desert. They say the mission statement for the new planned city is to create a more equitable and sustainable future that could become a blueprint of future generations. Billionaire and former Walmart president Mark Lore helped outline a plan for a $400 billion metropolis, tabbed the new city in America, to be built in the desert if properly funded, backed by, they say, a 150-acre design proposal with eco-friendly architecture, sustainable energy production, and a drought-resistant water system. A focal point of the city, they say eventually it'll be like 5 million people in this utopian city. They're going to rise in the middle of the desert, don't you know, will be its, quote, transportation, okay, with, they call it Tolosa streets. I don't know what that means. Do you know what Tolosa streets mean?
No idea.
All right, look up Tolosa for me, Cameron.
I what I would hope is, Sam, is that if they're going to spend their own money, then have a good day and
no,
go and
no,
do it.
Stop. That's what we're getting to. we're going to look up what Tolosa streets are. Then I'm going to come back and brief Larry on the rest of the plan. I agree with Larry. If they want to go ahead and do it with their own cash, have a good time. That's not what they have planned for your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live with Larry Pratt on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Telosis is like this term. They say Telosis streets prioritize bikes and pedestrians, as well as slow-moving autonomous cars that share the streets with people and nature. Yeah. They got training centers, cultural institutions spilling out onto the streets, where shaded public spaces encourage residents to come together. Yeah, they're talking about a gridded city of 5 million people, this utopian city, put together by a Walmart, former Walmart president billionaire. They say it'll prioritize bikes and pedestrians. Their goal is to jettison the fossil fuel that's been so destructive, don't you know? The official website for Telosa, I guess that's this city, right? Yeah, Telosa's this city. They cite that 1 billion people will be affected by climate change by 2050. That figure, ladies and gentlemen, falls in line with a United Nations climate change report that just came out in August, dubbed a code red for humanity, noting that Earth could reach 1.5 degrees. I don't understand this. 1.5 degrees C by 2040. I don't know if that means an increase of 1.5 degrees. Their talk is so vague, I think intentionally so, to where it's hard to know what they're really even talking about. I think they're talking about a 1.5 degrees Celsius increase. They say it's unclear what American desert is being targeted for the project. Let me tell you the places they're considering, though. Ready? Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, Texas, and the Appalachian region are all options per the city's official website. Larry, are you ready to move, buddy? Because come on, this is for you.
You know, I don't think I have that kind of pioneer spirit. I think I'll just wait and see how it works out. We've heard this kind of talk before, and it usually ends up having to be bailed out by folks like you and me who stayed behind anyway, working, because we didn't see the virtue of just jumping onto the first wagon and moving on out to westward ho. I just don't have that kind of adventurous spirit. Sorry. And when we find out that these guys are not talking about a true pioneer spirit, whether on their own and any monies that are not theirs, they raised themselves voluntarily from others. No. You know, and that's the way, for instance, the pilgrims got to this country. A lot of them didn't have all that much money, and so companies were formed, and the companies brought them over, and some of them came even as indentured servants so that they could pay for their way in that fashion. I don't think I'm ready to be an indentured servant to somebody that thinks he is going to be directing the future of my life and that of my family's in ways that are totally beyond any kind of economic or political control.
These people are unhinged, Larry. Here's what Mark Lohr says about this. We have a chance to prove a new model for society. Do you want a new model for society? I thought the one that was 200 years old, backed by the supreme law of the land, worked great and has a track record. But this has no track record. But we can prove, he says, a new model for society that offers people a higher quality of life and greater opportunity, Lohr said in a statement. He says, when I look out 30 years from now, I imagine equitism serving as a blueprint for other cities. So I don't know what the name of the city is. I don't know if it's equitism or anyway. And even the world, it'll be a place of pride for all who live there, Larry.
And the streets will be paved with gold. I can see it.
Almost, sir. Almost, yeah. They say, while the city being built is not funded, they have these big, huge people. They say the first groups that would move there would be 50,000 people. Now, here's the deal when you study it. You don't really own land there, Larry. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Why don't you move to a city where you don't own land? They're going to take advantage of all incentives to build the city, looking for money from anywhere and everywhere. All I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is, again, this is disaster in the making. These communists always have a utopian idea. Okay, why don't we basically get the land back from the federal government in the West? There's plenty of land. Why don't you just get out of the way, get government off the land, and have the people homestead like they used to do? That'd be a much freer, safer way to go about it. But no, they want a former Walmart executive, Mark Lohr, to go ahead and build a utopian city just for you, saying that if we don't, the environmental reality of our abuse is going to just destroy us. But this city could save us. Larry?
We should keep in mind that we've been told for a long time that, 30 years from now, it's really going to go to pot. It's just going to be terrible. And they keep moving the goalposts so that it's just over the horizon and it's kind of untestable and unprovable. And you have to have a pretty good memory to look back and realize that, hey, these guys have been selling the same moonshine for quite some time. And nobody benefits from it. But it's certainly a great con, and they make out pretty well.
All right, so check this out. They say nobody will own land in this thing, at least initially. Now, when they say at least initially, they want you to believe that you'll own land later. But trust you me, when are they going to give you back your land? We own your land now. We're going to give it to you later. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, how dumb are we? But anyway, here's the interesting thing about this thing. They say that this thing, I guess it shows plenty of open space and greenery with an underlying premise that at least initially, none of the land will be privately owned. Instead, all land will remain in what's called a community endowment that will pump any money brought in from increasing land values into social services for residents, reports Bloomberg. So there you have it. I mean, they're blatantly telling you that you're not even going to have any land in this thing. How many people do you think will move to a place like this, Larry? Sadly, I believe a lot will. They'll think it'll just save their whole world. I mean, you're going to offer me a job and give me a house, and this is going to be incredible.
If we could just figure a way to keep our pocketbooks immune from what these folks are up to, then let's invite them to move out to the desert And God bless them. Maybe they'll be able to do all right. But if they don't come looking to me, please, because I didn't buy into the original idea. And so I won't benefit from any of the great success that might result. But I'm also not prepared to bail out the failures that could also more likely result.
Anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When Joe Biden literally talks about, what did he say, extreme action needs to be taken. And then when you got this whacked out Walmart executive thinking we can put a system together where everybody will cooperate, nobody will own land. I mean, they're literally backing socialism, flat out communism in your face. And then when it comes to the Wuhan virus, we're not taking on the communists over this. We're partnering with them and funding them to build it. And then when we get caught, we lie. And then what we do is we run around and deny Americans appropriate treatment that we're willing to give the refugees. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an upside down world in America. The British sang world upside down when they got beat back in the day. Now America's singing world upside down when we find out rogue agents in our government are literally turning against the people in every way. And you can say I've overstated the issue if you choose, but I invite you to look around. This poor Army veteran died. Mr. Lopez died in Texas because the hospital had no choice. He was on a ventilator, no options left. And then the family says, please give him ivermectin. A doctor literally prescribes it, but the hospital refuses, and the guy dies. And what we say is, why would we give him that horsey medicine anyway? Have we lost our collective minds, ladies and gentlemen? We have absolutely, I don't know what we've done, but now the states are at all at odds on this pro-life bill, so we can't even stand up for the babies. We can't stand up for the veterans. We can't even possibly consider ivermectin. That stuff's dangerous. But yet we can consider experimental vaccines where the SARS database is proving there's death and harm from these vaccines. Big time, well over 14,000 deaths attributed so far and 500 plus thousands adverse reactions, many of them serious as all get out. And we're going to say, don't try horsey medicine. Knowing full well that the government gives it to the refugees and said that it was safe and effective back in 2015. Oh, but not for use for COVID. All I'm telling you, we've got a new world. And it's time to find out who your friends are, Larry. Final thought to you.
Well, and you've got people that have been vaccinated that end up getting COVID as much or more than people that have not been vaccinated. Probably the best thing that we've been able to figure in all of this is do everything you can yourself to be healthy, exercise, a proper diet, using things like ivermectin, getting it online if you have to, since you may not be able to go down to your local drugstore and get it. We're on our own, which is often the way it's been. And let's just face it. That's the way it is right now, and let's deal with that. We can complain about it, but let's be in action in the meantime. And I'm all for complaining when we can do something about it politically. But in the meantime, each one of us has our own self and our families to be responsible for, and we can do things that will make a difference.
Well, I know this. They're trying to plan this city, possibly considering Utah or Idaho, my states, as options. I pray they don't come there.
Yeah, there goes the neighborhood.
All right, Joe Rogan plans to sue CNN because they've lied. They mocked him for taking horsey medicine, and he pushes back and says, I probably need to sue CNN for fake news. Amen to that. This is where we need to stand up, ladies and gentlemen, to make a difference. We've got to speak out, and then we've got to back our speech with acts of effort for solutions. That's why I back Rand Paul in the criminal complaint against Fauci. That's why I back Joe Rogan suing CNN. And that's why I back you and I doing our very best to find alternative treatments to stay well, even though your government's against you in this. Pray hard. Get on your knees and repent before God. He will protect you. That's a biblical promise from your almighty God, your Father in heaven. Trust him. Turn to him. Those are the real solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation shall endure. For Larry Pratt and Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, God save the Republic!